Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I love walking. I love walking, especially along the ocean cliffs near my home or down at the marina in San Pedro. When I am walking, I do think of Jesus, walking from one ministry moment to the next. And Jesus seemed to be a marathon walker, walking toward destinations for prayer, teaching, preaching, and healing. So I feel close to Jesus when I walk. And whenever I look up at the sky and see clouds, I remember the gospel accounts when Jesus looked up and said, "Thanks." Sometimes I walk very slowly and just pray the word, "Thank you." Meister Eckhart once said, "If the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that is enough." Saying thank you feels more like the Jesus thing to do. So I picture Jesus very intentional and receptive to God's grace as he walked. I really cannot picture Jesus with head leaning forward, rushing around, walking as fast as he could. And I cannot see Jesus distracted like we are, walking into a room, wondering why we are there. So I enjoy walking to be renewed. My brother gave me this reset button. When I look at it, I know what I need to do. I need to walk. What is your way to be renewed, to be reset? Now, besides experiencing the joys and inspirations of walking, I have always loved going on road trips, traveling by car for a long distance destination. I am filled with excitement for a road trip. I love stopping along the way to investigate a monument, or take a short walk into a nature trail, or stop for a meal at a diner or drive-in or dive. Some of you do watch Food Network. Yet road trips, like any type of travel, will involve the unexpected, can present detours, are influenced by our attitude and goals, and at times may feel like being in a wilderness. And here is where today's gospel and what I have just shared about walking and road trips invites comparisons. Before today's gospel, Jesus is baptized by John in the river. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." That was a core experience for Jesus. He is reminded in that moment, in a deep, deep way, of who he is. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. So in that wilderness, the devil presented Jesus with wants as needs, falsehood as truth, distrust as faith. we experience these same wilderness confusions and temptations. And we too are led by the Holy Spirit each day. Yet, if given a choice, most of us would not intentionally choose to walk into a path filled with difficulty. But our own prior choices may cause us to stumble onto a hard path. Others and how they treat us may create harsh and hostile circumstances that force us onto a frustrating path. In fact, most of us would probably avoid choosing a path of discipline or avoid a path that feels like more than we can handle. Jesus walked his path into the wilderness, where he discerned his vocation as the chosen one of God. The temptations in the desert were temptations to lead Jesus away from his spiritual identity as God's Son, the Beloved. And the devil tried to tempt him to believe he was someone else. So the devil said, "You are the one who can turn stone into bread. You can be the one to jump from the temple and not get hurt. You can be the one who can make others bow to your power." One tantalizing temptation after another. And Jesus said no to power, prestige, and possessions. And yes to his identity as the Son of God, our way, our truth, and our life. His yes, though, was without comfort or immediate gratification. So I cringe as I compare how I travel through life, making sure all the details of comfort are in place before I leave. And I take care of my daily needs, whether traveling or not. Yet, in the season of Lent, we are invited to embrace an intentional way of life, do more than appreciate the example of Jesus, who was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Wilderness moments are scary. They do challenge us to the core. But remember, the Spirit did not leave Jesus into the wilderness to fend for himself. The Holy Spirit was with him in the midst of his trials and temptations, in the midst of his hunger and physical weakness. And in spite of the raw emptiness, Jesus actually grew stronger because he remained faithful to God. And all he went through became soul food, preparation for the rest of his life. Testing, trials, and challenges can be our soul food too. But like Jesus, hunger and despair may test us. Hunger for clarity and purpose, freedom from interior pain and turmoil. In our testing and trials, we might not feel comfort or immediate gratification, but the same Spirit is with us always. And Jesus has left us a roadmap for the wilderness trip. Obedience, perseverance in prayer, and the Word of God. And as we heard in the beginning of the second reading, the Word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. Faithfulness is the divine mission of God within us, is the divine road trip. Recognizing we are chosen, believing in our identity as beloved of God, is our core identity too. And we get a lifetime to experience the transforming presence of God, a lifetime to receive and share God's power. Dependence on God is like a spiritual GPS, a God positioning system for fulfilling our mission trip, to become God's instrument for peace, for justice, for light and love. But the path we are called to travel may seem too difficult at times, so how do we go forward? When the tears and the anguish are real, how do we get up the next day? When I was walking yesterday evening, I ran into someone I know whose devoted husband died unexpectedly. She, right now, is in the depths of wilderness grief. How does she go forward? She ended our conversation by literally saying, "I walk each day, one step at a time." Right now, she is walking forward without comfort or immediate gratification. And in our reading from Deuteronomy, we heard that Israel struggled for 40 years. But during that long season, the people of Israel came to understand their call. It was through revelation and transformation and self-discovery. And it will be the same for us. We will have unexpected trials, grief and loss, temptations for power, prestige, and possessions. All of them and more is our wilderness. And as we embrace our wilderness season, walk through them. Choose to feel them and not avoid. We are transformed when we do not avoid. And Jesus felt it all. The temptations he faced in those 40 days foreshadowed the testing he would encounter throughout his life. It is not one and done for Jesus and not for us. And as I said earlier, I get filled with excitement for a road trip, and that feeling of excitement is actually the Holy Spirit. Do I believe it? What will it take to listen to God and trust God on your road trip of life? What will it take to surrender to a spiritual obedience and trust in God's promises and designs like Jesus did? Jesus was receptive to the grace of God's power in the moment, one moment at a time, one step at a time. That is what it will take. Walk with Jesus, one moment at a time, one step at a time, not rushing around, but intentionally walking forward. Jesus walked from one moment to the next. Yet, He did not walk into Jerusalem his last time he took that trip. Instead, he rode on a donkey, and people proclaimed his identity. We are in the midst of walking toward Jerusalem in our season of Lent. And as we travel deeper and deeper into the mystery of the spiritual road before us, we too will grow in our true identity, chosen and loved by God, to become the love of Jesus in the world. Amen.